What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. And it is...
Welcome.
It is cold and rainy.
Well, yeah, well, icy. It's not just rain.
It's snowy, too. There's a lot of different precipitations happening.
There's a lot happening in the atmosphere.
It's not great.
It's not ideal, to be honest.
No, I saw multiple people getting stuck on the roads today.
Oof.
I didn't have an issue, but...
I have to go to work later.
Oh, good for you. Lyle, you're working? Wait, what?
I have to work at the radio station.
Oh, I forgot you're still doing that.
Yeah. I was like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
6 o'clock tonight in this poop.
It's supposed to get warmer, though, so... I don't know, maybe.
We'll by see. What, like 4 degrees?
Yeah. Anyway, that's a weather report from the Hooligans.
Weather report.
Got the weather time. Now.
And tomorrow it's supposed to be 3 to 5 inches.
Back to you, Johnny.
I hope it's not.
So we should just get a weather guy named Johnny.
We should.
We can all just.
It's like mom. It's
mom just like,
Johnny,
hello.
It's mom.
The weather is bad.
Don't go outside, I'm Johnny.
Johnny Mommy.
Mommy Johnny.
I'm not sure she'll buy that.
It's a probably good concept. Not. We'll have to workshop it.
We will. We'll put it in front of some focus groups.
Yeah.
Like Jules and M.
Yeah, well, they'll want to do it.
They'll want it. They'll be like, yes.
So today we kind of have a broad topic because we had some ideas and we started talking and like we just went off the cuff and it seemed really fun. So we're going to talk about like music and music we grew up with and like school dances and like all this stuff.
Man.
It's going to be great. Ooh. We're not sure yet if this episode is going to go in two parts or not because it could get really long.
That's true.
But... if it does, then it'll just be split, but it'll be good. So, this all started, Care. You were talking to someone at work, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, we need some 90s jams. Like, that just in life.
That is a strong take.
It is. But.
But I agree with it.
There's, like, the 90s pop is just, like, the... most nostalgic sounding, like, best music that I will belt out at any given moment. It's just, it has its own vibe. And
but there was
like,
a there was a debate, though, right?
Well, I just posted a question yesterday on Facebook. Who's better, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? And there is only one answer.
There's only Ooh. One answer.
It is the Backstreet Boys.
Yep. Absolutely.
NSYNC had a couple jams for me.
Some good songs.
It's Backstreet... What was that?
What was that? Was that Johnny Mommy?
Was that Mommy Johnny? With the weather report outside the window.
She's like clawing at the window.
It's icy. Mommy Johnny's like a whore. Weather reporter.
Did you say a whore? This is a family-friendly podcast, Care.
Horror, but you
that,
know, I don't
Side
judge.
Note, horror is like a really hard word to say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because it kind of just sort of sounds like
I could see mom as like a horror person. You might want to edit that. I don't know.
Like a killer? Like, I don't know what you mean.
Horror.
I don't know. I just think like of all of us, mom could. I don't know.
All right, that might have to come out.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Might have to cut that.
But it's so
it.
Funny though.
I don't
put
know.
It at the end in the blooper.
Like I could see mom murdering someone. I'll just put it out there. Like if pushed, I think any of us could commit murder. But I think mom's threshold is a little lower.
Mommy Johnny.
And again, I'm saying this in the most, like, with the most love I can, which is probably not that much, but
I mean, I, yeah,
oh man,
like, tell me you can't see Mom doing that.
I could.
Yeah. Like one wrong one wrong look from someone.
Mommy Johnny.
We are really, this is bad. We're painting Mom as like a murderer, but she's really not. She, well, I guess, I. Yeah, that's true.
Mom's not a murderer.
Mom is definitely not a murderer. She's like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Unless you make her mad and murderous.
So,
so what were we even...
Backstreet Boys.
Well, originally we heard like a shushing, like a whooshing. In, I think it was from you, Lyle.
Oh, well, I mean, that, yeah. I'm next to a window. And oh, okay. It's raining.
So who knows what's out there?
I don't know. Oof. Bigfoot?
But we were talking about Backstreet Boys. Oh, you had said, Kara, you had said NSYNC had a couple good
hits. they had a couple jams. It's Gonna Be Me is my favorite NSYNC song.
No. But, no, yeah, dude. Yeah. What about Bye Bye Bye?
It's definitely Bye Bye Bye.
Because then you can, like, you can do the hand movements with it.
I like the cockiness of It's Gonna Be Me. You're just like, it's me, bro.
Like, it's
led into that meme.
Gonna be May.
It's gonna be May, which is still a couple months out. So
I love that meme, though. That's a classic one.
But care.
You have to post
I didn't think
it every time.
Months existed anymore. It's just that's February.
We got like,
what are we in? February, like 845th?
It's February 19th, I think.
No. Or
39th, sorry.
No. It's the 19th today.
I like how we're like debating.
It's the 18th
no
today.
It's the 18th today, but I was going based off of like February 32nd was the day after January 31st. So
That's true.
So it's February, I don't know. But yeah, so in like 90 dangles, which is my new term for
what?
A day.
Dangle? Is that like claspers?
Days are not real anymore either.
They're so dangles.
They're dangles.
I don't even know what's happening. Like, am I in the Twilight Zone here? Like, we've got Johnny Mommy, like, trying to break into the house. We've got made-up months. We've got dangles and throwbacks to claspers from the shark episode. I don't know what's happening here.
Well, anyway.
And we have NSYNC.
We've got some time until the meme for It's Gonna Be May.
Yes.
So.
But it won't.
They also
oh,
have
can I throw in a tangent here?
Yeah. Oh, please do.
I had posed this question a while ago, a few months ago on my Facebook wall. Best GIF ever.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's good ones.
Because I was thinking of the meme and then but anyway.
Isn't there one where it's like that zooms in on JT with a look on his face?
Yes.
Like, I like that one. That's a good one.
I think my top two are the white guy blinking GIF.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I actually do that move.
Me too.
I do too.
Quite often, actually. Especially with patience. And then the thicker than a bowl of oatmeal point.
Yes.
The
oh,
double point.
The point.
I mean, really, I feel like with those two, I'm pretty set.
Yeah.
Like, one more, sorry.
I like the Chrissy Teigen face, too, where she's, like, super awkwardly, like, disturbed by something.
Yeah.
I use that one a lot.
Two other ones that I also use quite a bit are the Snoop Dogg head nod gif, the faux show gif, and then the Kip Dynamite fist pump.
Yes.
Yes.
I think my favorite is the Alonzo Mourning. Like basketball gif where he's just sitting there like all dejected and like all of a sudden he starts nodding like oh all right I guess it's okay. It's hard to describe it.
Is he the same one who is like looking and then he like flings himself away?
No, that's James Harden.
Yeah. Oh, but that's a good that one.
Where he's just like, whoosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's so many good GIFs.
So many good GIFs.
All right, so back to NSYNC.
Sorry.
Back to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. It's always going to be Backstreet Boys.
Always.
I don't care. You can give me any other options and, like, sure, but it's Backstreet Boys.
But why? What's your rationale?
Well, so first off, when I was little... I was unabashedly a Backstreet Boys fan.
Oh, like, great word, dude.
Thanks.
That is a great word.
I know that it was, you know, supposed to be like little, like, girls were fans of boy bands.
Well, you also, like, liked stuff that I did.
Yeah.
Or liked, so I love the Backstreet fine. Boys,
like,
too.
Like, you don't have to follow those gender...
Nah, man.
Gender norms?
Norms,
you know?
Yeah.
I think everyone enjoys BSB, like...
So, I loved them. Like, the first... Well, okay, the first CD I ever had was the Harper Brothers' You Can Hide Inside the Music.
Which was bequeathed to you from Cub.
And you won at a fair.
Dude, Harper Brothers killed it, let's be honest.
Did you ever listen to
trumpets?
I think they had one song that I just played on repeat, and I don't
it was like I don't even jazz, know why. Wasn't it?
It was jazz, but it was I don't know. I got funky with it.
My first ever like real CD was the Backstreet Boys Black and Blue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now what were some songs on that one?
I'm glad you asked.
He has the
I'm sure you have them memorized.
I have their entire discography.
Do you really?
Well, I don't know about like all like hidden rare stuff, you know, but I have they have like 9 CDs. I have them all.
Oh man.
But The Call, Shape of My Heart, Get Another Ooh. Boyfriend, all 3 of those are just like so
Is
good.
Is that the one that Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely is
No,
from?
That's Millennium.
Oh, Millennium is great.
But, Lyle, there was like a hint of disgust in your voice there.
So, shout out to Tracy, because we were discussing this a lot yesterday, and she said she was going to look for, because she probably still has posters mm-hmm. of like the old Backstreet Boy posters, and I was like, I will put one up at my desk. If you find me one, I will put it up in my desk.
You should.
I will.
But care. Going with Millennium, the first 4 tracks, Larger Than Life, I Want It That Way, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely, and It's Gotta Be You.
Oof. Great songs.
That is...
they're all so good. I mean, Cub, even you have to admit that you like Larger Than Life.
I do.
That's such a good jam.
You should drum it, Cub.
Maybe I'll do that today.
You should. But I think they're better than NSYNC because, like, I just didn't like their songs as much.
Right.
Like, Backstreet Boys just always had jams, and I'm like... Like, yesterday I was listening to my ultimate 90s playlist, and I was just, like, rocking out. And there's so much Backstreet Boys on it.
Everybody, Backstreet's back.
Yeah.
Everybody.
From where? I don't know.
Well,
where'd
see,
you go?
Here's the thing.
Lyle's a Backstreet Boys historian.
I mean, this shouldn't surprise you.
It doesn't.
It was on their first CD in the U.S., but their first CD in the U.S. was a compilation of songs from their first 2 CDs in Europe.
Why were they more? Why did they start in Europe?
I have no idea, but like
were
that
we not
and
ready
Japan,
for them?
We must that's, not have been.
That's pretty random.
But their first CD was from like 96, and then the first one in the US didn't come out till like the next year.
Wow.
So they were back because it was technically from their second CD, but it was the first American one. Boom.
Wow.
Knowledge dropped. Lyle has a PhD in BSB.
And you better believe that I have both of the European first 2.
Do you really?
I do.
Lyle.
He's a collector.
I got them on eBay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know who else is great from that time frame?
Shakira.
That's, yeah.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. We gotta talk about the ladies. There's Britney Spears. There's Christina Aguilera. Like,
it was definitely Britney of the 2.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you not saying Shakira, though?
Oh, Shakira, too. Whenever, wherever.
We're meant to be together.
But But her voice is weird. She's like, ah!
That should be our intro.
This episode is just like
Shakira. I had the biggest crush on Shakira.
I remember you had the poster. Yeah.
I did have a poster.
You did have the poster.
I did. I'm not like, ashamed of that.
It's like sensual, like her back, but like nothing is showing, but you know she's naked.
So wow, like, that wasn't the poster.
No, I never had that.
Oh, so
that was the CD cover.
Of the first CD.
Yeah. The poster
you
was
had the one where she was standing.
Yeah, she was like she was clothed.
Well, she wasn't. I was thinking it was a poster of the CD cover, which she's not wearing anything.
You're just trying to make me like be a creeper or something.
Mommy John.
What is she doing right now?
Creeping.
She is creeping. She's creeping everywhere.
She's climbing in your window.
Snatching your people up.
In the bad weather, so you don't know.
True.
But
that's another thing, is Antoine Dodson. Love him.
Yeah, love him.
Love him.
Shout out to him.
But
we should like tag him in this podcast.
Yeah, we should.
But I would say...
No, but it's definitely Britney.
Yeah.
I mean...
Britney was the Backstreet Boys to Christina Aguilera's NSYNC.
The most popular. My first CD that I really, like, had and enjoyed was Britney.
That was a really weird hat.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow!
This episode is going to be all over the place.
We need to just... Care, you need to throw that in future, like, podcasts just out of nowhere.
Yeah. You'll never know when it's coming.
We need to tag her, too, now.
We do. But yeah, Brittany, I mean, like, Oops, I Did It Again.
Stronger.
It's probably the best Britney song.
Oh, I had a crush on her too.
I think like, everyone did.
Yeah.
when she's the whole part where it's
I went down to the bottom of the ocean.
Didn't the old lady drop it at the end? Like, are you saying that some guy went down and got the diamond from Titanic for you? Oops, I.
It wasn't a diamond, it was the heart of the ocean.
It was probably a diamond.
It looked more like a sapphire.
Go. Lyle.
I'm looking it up.
Lyle's knowledge is like boundless today.
What was the heart of the ocean?
We need to know.
Stone.
But, okay, can I just say that Genie in a Bottle makes me want to move all the time.
That's a great song.
Like, I can't not move when I hear that song.
Okay, so one time, there was an incident.
Oh, boy.
That my friends and I learned the song, and then we sang it for some of our teachers at recess.
What?
What?
I mean, they were all, like, old ladies. So they were probably, like... This is the most awkward because, like, you know,
what teachers?
Where was this? At Grover?
At Grover, I don't remember what teachers. But it was like we were super cool because we learned the song. But it was like then you're like it's Genie in a Bottle.
It's like super sensual though. Why are you singing it to old ladies?
Oh, I don't know. We just did.
Oh,
we
man.
Didn't intend it that way, but by the way, Heart of the Ocean was a fictional blue diamond.
Dang.
So
Good try, Lyle.
I tried. Oh, but yeah. You mentioned the ladies, but you left out the most important.
Who?
The Spice Girls.
Oh.
The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
You were a massive Spice Girls fan.
Spice Girls fan. They were so empowering. You're like, yeah, man, girl power.
What was their main song? It was like, jigga jig.
Jigga jig. Wannabe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Wannabe.
Wannabe is so good. And then, like, the intro is just, like, you hear running, and then it's Scary Spice, like, ha ha ha, and you're like, yes, I'm ready for this.
So, shout out to our cousin Little Nick, because wasn't that the one that came on, we were at a party, and he knew all the words.
Yes.
And this cousin, his name is Little Nick, but he's older than all of us. I think he's 34.
That's true.
34.
It's 'cause there's Big Nick and Little Nick.
Right. I think he was born in 85. So. Yeah.
So the fact that he knew all the words to Wannabe.
That's amazing.
Awesome. So good.
But no, Care, you had a Barbie wedding that involved the Spice Girls.
Yeah. So here's the story from A to Z. I can do that whole part.
I'm
so
sure you
easily.
Can.
But so Spice World came out in 98. I looked it up yesterday. And so I think it was the year that the CD came out, or the VHS came out. And I wanted to have a Barbie wedding for my birthday. But I didn't want Barbie. I was a fan of Teresa. She was my favorite Barbie. So it was Ken and Teresa were getting married. Mom made invitations and sent them to my friends, inviting them to the wedding, and they were supposed to bring their favorite Barbie. And,
didn't she made, like, the church backdrop.
She made the church backdrop out of plastic canvas, and she made pews, and she sewed.
Oh, I remember that.
The wedding dress and the bridesmaids' dresses and the guys' vests to match the dresses. Like, Mom went all out. And she made plain white dresses for all of my friends to decorate for their Barbies for the wedding.
Care, that's gotta incredible. That's probably gotta be, like, the greatest party ever.
Is incredible.
Like, can you imagine, like, being invited to that?
And you had, like, that's had a lot all of work. The Barbie, the Spice Girl Barbies,
well,
didn't
that's
you?
The thing. No, I got them that year.
Mm. Oh.
So they performed at Ken and Teresa's wedding.
Oh, man.
It was just, like, playing on the CD player, but it was the best.
Shout out to Mom, who we've been roasting this whole episode.
Cub's been roast.
No. Hey.
No, Mom made, like, she made all our Halloween costumes.
Yep.
She made the blue Zio Ranger, which, like, you weren't going to find that in stores. They only ever did, like, red and pink, so I wanted to be the
Mom's
blue Ranger.
Mom's a pro crafter.
Yeah.
She is a pro crafter.
But she made all of that, and there is a part in the video, because, of course, it was videotaped.
Of course.
And Cub was hiding behind the table and had, like, a dinosaur or something and made it go by over the church while they were getting married.
Well, I remember I was
Jurassic
also
Park,
there.
So.
Typical. Well, you always followed Cub.
No,
in his messing with my birthday parties.
Well, that, but I always attached myself to your sleepovers.
Oh yeah, you were always at my
leech.
Sleepovers.
I didn't have a Barbie
a little
though.
Leech.
I had.
Dude, I think you still.
I had the green
dress. Though.
I did. I had the Green Ranger flip head. That was my guest.
He attended the wedding.
dude, those flip head ones were
still
awesome.
Have them. I have all of them.
You still have all of them?
I have them. Yep.
Oh, man.
You just, like, their heads just flipped. Sometimes I would just set them so they're
like in between.
Like partially, yeah, they're partially out.
For those,
me too.
For those who don't know, they had, like, for the original Power Rangers, like, going back to 93, they had, we call them flip heads, where one side would be, like, their unmasked face, mm-hmm. and then you'd, mm-hmm. like, you'd click on their belt buckle, like, the morpher, and it would flip to their, like, morphed helmet. And I remember I had a couple, and then someone Mom worked with, or it was Matt and Sam, I don't remember, someone had a ton of Power Rangers stuff and gave it all to me, because I liked it.
It was probably Casey and...
It was probably, like, a mix
Matt.
Of people, but I have
so
much...
Well, no,
because so
why
much...
wouldn't they just give it to, like, Matt and Sam?
I don't know.
I think it was someone Mom worked with, but I have so much Power Rangers stuff.
Side tangent.
There's been so many
That's okay. That's okay. Best Power Ranger ever.
Well, okay, are you talking about person or color?
Yes. Person, color, season.
So it's definitely...
Like, one person.
It's definitely Tommy. Like, 8,000% Tommy.
That's a high percentage.
I want to name my firstborn child Thomas Oliver McKay.
Okay, well,
which is, so his name would be Tom, but his initials would also be Tom.
Could call him Ollie. It started out as a joke, but then I was like, I really like it.
I would call him Ollie.
But so best color, I go back and forth. I mean,
white
is awesome.
White is legit, dude.
Green is awesome.
They're both awesome.
Blue Zeo Ranger, who was Rocky, is awesome.
Mm.
So I would say it's Blue Zeo or probably green, but the Gold Ranger from Zeo was also awesome.
But what about Lord Draken?
He's pretty awesome too.
I just like the idea of the Ranger Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Like tough Kimberly and just
oh, yeah, we didn't talk about
the other Power Rangers.
Yeah, do you know about that, Cub?
Yeah,
we talked about that. In the comics, she's the alternate Kimberly who was, like, brainwashed, but then she becomes good. So then there's a little mini-series in the comics where she leads a team of Rangers from, like, different teams.
Oh.
But she's still called the Ranger Slayer.
Kara, who's yours?
Well, I mean, I was not really into Power Rangers like that. So, I mean, it was just, like, default Kimberly.
Yeah. Kimberly.
Mine...
Because I had a flip head, but I only had Kimberly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you really, I mean, there was Kimberly or Trini, right?
Yeah, I mean, because...
From the first one.
It was just like, I had to like Kimberly.
You had to. No, I'm saying, like, if you wanted to like a girl, those were the options.
Yeah, well, in the original show, the reason why the Yellow Ranger didn't have a skirt on, like Kimberly had a skirt on, was
because it was a dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Because it was all Japanese footage.
When they were completely masked, the Yellow Ranger does not wear a skirt because it's a guy.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of knowledge on this podcast.
Such 90s knowledge being dropped.
Huh. Well, I would, and I shout out to my friend from work, Lex. We had a conversation recently about this very topic. I go Blue Ranger original Billy with the Triceratops.
Billy was a nerd.
But that I said I identified with him.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you also had glasses.
She went with Rocky.
Glasses.
Ooh, okay, but which Rocky? Like, right? Red Ranger
wait.
Rocky?
Not Rocky. Jason.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. Jason, the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And, because how many times were... I know I was at least a Power Ranger a few times for Halloween.
I think I only was once. I don't remember you ever being a Power Ranger.
I don't remember you ever being a Power Ranger.
I was
either.
I was blue once, at least.
I was blue once. I don't know if you were ever a Power Ranger.
I'm almost positive I was a blue Power Ranger at one point. Oh, man. Maybe I have a false memory.
We'll have to ask Mom.
I have a false memory, because I know Bri was a...
I was the Blue Zeo Ranger.
Weren't you also a White Ranger? At one point?
That was not for Halloween. Yeah, that was just a costume that I had.
I definitely have a memory of being a Power Ranger.
You were not a Power Ranger.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry but... for ruining your dreams of false memories.
Well, I mean, that's like my, you know, I am 100%.
Has my whole life been like a lie? I don't like...
I hate to tell you, but it has been.
Dang.
I'm 100% positive that we saw Muppets from Space in theaters.
No, we did not, dude.
We never went to see Muppets from
happened.
Space. It
happened. Someday I will find a ticket stub and I will be vindicated.
If Mom and Dad said that we didn't see Muppets from Space, we didn't see Muppets
from
Space.
Yeah, they would definitely know.
They would know if we went and saw it, because they would have taken us to go see it.
Yeah. Like, Dad.
It didn't happen.
They took us to the Pokemon movie, and Dad fell asleep.
Oh, the Pokemon, the first movie.
So
you know
good.
What is... I have Brother My Brother on my 90s playlist.
Oh, has to be.
You have to.
Blessed Union of Souls. That was the band.
That was the band.
That's also
Blessed
like...
Blessed had an I in it.
They did also really? They also did She Likes Me For Me.
Oh, yes. I love that song.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I'm going to put that on my playlist because I forgot about that song.
Not because.
Okay. Side tangent. When I originally named the cat that I couldn't catch in like 2010, his name was Raul. That's mm-hmm. what we named him. That's what we sang to him, me and Maddie, because we tried to give him, we like gave him Popeye's chicken. And then later we saw him again and he probably just wanted more chicken. We didn't have any chicken, but he came over to visit us and we started singing, Raul likes me for me.
Now you have a Raul.
I do have a Raul. He's getting bigger.
Gotta love the Raul.
You high fives.
Nah,
should get him a bow tie.
He would look snazzy.
Boy wears a bow tie and his suit is complete. He is extra formal.
Ooh.
Cub, I have a good, well, it's not a good segue anymore, but you said you identified with Billy.
I did.
The 90s glasses led me to thinking about angsty Cub.
Oh no, that's a bad time for me,
angsty
dude.
Angsty sixth grade Cub.
Oh,
so we'll have to share it when there's we post the episode.
Yeah, can we put a? Yeah, I'll allow it.
There is a picture of Cub going to his sixth grade dance in like a white dress shirt and black dress pants with his like. Round 90s glasses.
But your dress pants were like super high up on your body, like an old man.
I did look very old man like. And yes, I did have the glasses. They were the Harry Potter glasses.
Oh, I also had those.
I think everyone did. Yeah.
I didn't because I was after that.
You had big round 90s glasses. It was just a thing.
But your arms are just like off to the side.
Oh yeah, I like didn't know. I didn't like have proper arm placement.
Stand.
I really didn't know how to stand. And now that I think back on it, like I can't imagine what I was like at these dances.
Why? Oh. Why did you go dressed up?
I don't. I thought we had to.
Did anyone dance with you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe you. You were very defensive.
Well, hey, some chicks dug the Harry Potter glasses, okay?
Well, yeah, because they also probably would have had the Harry Potter glasses.
Exactly.
Too, you know, I mean, we just all had those glasses.
We did. So
I didn't.
So if you want me to contact references on
give me names
who danced with me, I will be more than happy to do that off air.
I definitely want that.
So do I, because I don't think he's like secretly writing names to who was I in school with.
Hey, you don't. Yeah, I mean, I definitely danced with a lot of people.
Probably just you and Maddie. Can you imagine though being a chaperone?
Oh,
at a
my
dance?
Gosh!
Like, no,
like with awkward sixth graders, where they just shuffle around and like sway and like.
I would rather like
high pants.
Oh my gosh! I'd rather like drag my naked body through like bear traps.
That would be painful.
It would be. But less painful than watching these sixth graders dance.
Oh my gosh.
I would just be sitting there like this, like, oh, this is super weird. Like, they have no, this, they're just so awkward.
I have no real dance, like, stories. I have one. Carrie, you were there for it.
I was?
So freshman year of high school, I asked someone to dance at our semi-formal. Which I was, you know, that's where you would wear a dress shirt and nice pants.
Yeah, because it's semi-formal.
But they said no, and I went and told one of my teachers, just, you know, not like, you know, oh, she wouldn't, like, just telling him because I saw him. And he's like, well, if you don't get turned down, like, that was it.
Yeah, like, he didn't, like, know, he didn't word it right or something, and just like, well, if you never get turned down.
Shout out to Mr. Franz.
Oh, hey, Steve Franz.
Great guy.
I had him. I think I had him once.
I think we all had him. I had him twice.
I also had him twice.
Real quickly. No, I don't. Well, it's not really a family story. I'll tell it, and then if it gets cut
Wait,
out.
What?
No, okay. So, in 12th grade, we were doing, it was for AP Gov, we were doing, like, vocab words, and he made us do sentences for them to make sure we understood them. And one of the terms was litmus test. And I don't remember what it meant in, like, political context. But one of my friends was like, John had to, like, he had to tell all his partners to get a litmus test. And it was the only time I'd ever heard Mr. Franz actually laugh, because he would do like the fake laugh, you know, like
hey, what if he's one of our pod listeners?
Oh, I kind of want to tell him that, like, it's the only time and he started cracking up. So shout out to Mr. Franz. Carrie, do you have any dance stories?
I mean, you know, we would just go and just, no, I mean, just go and you just dance with your friends.
Yeah.
I didn't really dance with anyone.
Yeah.
The one guy that liked me a lot, tried to grab me for Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh!
And I just, like, swung my way out of it.
When was this?
That might have been at Roosevelt.
How's Roosevelt?
Oh, I like blocked a lot of Roosevelt out.
Middle school, for those who aren't from Erie.
But it wasn't even like, it was just, the school was terrible, first of all. Like, it was falling apart. There were fights all the time. Like, I did not fit in there.
No.
It was like rough. It was like a rough school.
It was.
I don't belong here. Like,
so, that building has since been condemned. But
as it should have been.
For those who don't know, are like in Erie at that time, there were only two middle schools, I think. So, like, there was one on the west side and one on the east side. So, you didn't have many options. Yeah, Wilson was on the east side. But by the time I was in middle school, they had started doing this thing where they converted a lot of the elementary schools into K through 8. So I stayed at my elementary school through 8th grade, which was better. But it,
but you know, that is weird, though.
It is. Like, we still had recess in like 8th grade.
I mean, that'd be fun, but were you doing drugs? Well, not you, but like...
Maybe.
Well...
No, but there were, like, so I blocked out a lot of Roosevelt. I don't remember a lot from it. Every now and then I'll remember things. Like, I forgot that I was the editor of the 8th grade newspaper until, like, college.
That's amazing.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I actually edited the 8th grade newspaper. Like, I didn't remember it because I just blocked out Roosevelt. It was terrible. Terrible place. Terrible it was. Time.
Not good.
But oof. I did, yeah. I was grabbed for Cotton Eye Joe, and then I swung away. I'm like, no, man, this is not happening. So dance songs, though.
Oh, we were listening to some this morning.
The Macarena is, so, like, I cannot resist the siren's call of Macarena.
Like, I know.
I can't. I will do the entire, like, 5 minutes or however long it is. I'm just, like, going in circles doing the Macarena. I can't stop. It's so great. And sometimes, like, it'll come on my playlist while I'm at work, and I'm like, don't. You can't do the Macarena here.
Or can you?
I could, but what if I just, like, started doing the Macarena, and then people just, like, slowly, like, popped up from their cubes, and just the floor, like, did Macarena. It'd be great.
Another one, Mambo number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who let the dogs out?
Which is actually a mean pretty offensive.
Well, yeah.
We know the dogs. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm like, I'm letting dogs out. And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Well.
What else? Blue.
Blue.
Here is a story
about a little guy that lives in the blue world.
But then you've got like the dance songs where it's like the. What are they called?
Line dances?
Line dances. So
I'm
like,
not a big line dance fan.
I've never tried
it.
The cha-cha slide is
the only
one I can
do. You've never done the cha-cha slide?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they literally tell you how to do it.
Yeah, not like country line dancing. Just like...
Oh, okay.
I've never done that either.
Mm. It looks like it'd be kind of fun.
It could be.
But what if you got... like, at a step, then you have to try and jump in and fix it.
Like
but.
Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But I can't do the Cupid Shuffle, which is stupid because...
Oh, I can, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's, like, two instructions in it.
To the left.
You walk, and then you walk
now
back.
Now kick.
Yeah, I mean, like, they tell you what to do.
The electric slide I can't do.
No, I can't do the electric slide. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
I'm thinking, like, possibly a good, like... part to my evaluations could be asking people to perform dance routines. Well,
slide
I mean,
to the left.
Technically,
slide to the right.
that is measuring like receptive language.
Four hops this time.
And being able to like execute motor commands. So
yeah, you should definitely do that. Crisscross.
The patient just walks in and I like cue up the music. Everybody like, clap your hands.
You know, and when I hear that too, like, cause they'll do that at baseball games, right? As soon as I hear everybody clap your hands,
I
must clap my hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what this makes me think of though?
Hmm.
Evan Skateland.
Oh yeah.
Oh. So
that
good.
That was so great.
Eerie staple for like we'd go for like orthodontist parties.
Yeah.
Dulesky,
they probably felt bad because mom and dad were putting so much money into our braces. They're like, well, here you can have a skate party.
So do you guys remember the smell of Evan's Skateland?
Yeah,
of course.
Like, can you like bring it to your memory now?
I think like enough.
So
it's similar to the Wacky Shack. You just like
or like a bowling alley.
It's like a musty
it's
slash
musty,
like concession stand,
dirty roller skates,
greasy oily
pepperoni
like
pepperoni balls because they did have pee balls.
Oh, that's a side thing. Pepperoni balls are the best. But no, I remember like it was a year or two ago. I was walking in the VA that I worked
you
at.
You smelled it?
And I walked
you
down like a
Evan
hallway.
Skateland?
And I smelled Evan Skateland and immediately was like back on the floor, like
roller skating,
crashing into walls,
shuffling around,
shuffling awkwardly, probably angstily,
with high pants,
probably wearing my high pants and probably wearing my Harry Potter glasses
and falling and going, ah!
Probably.
I could not skate. The only place I could skate was when on the carpet. You know, like how there'd be the outside part.
It was safer.
Yeah. I can't
skate. You couldn't go as fast.
No.
Well, that's like the same as the Wacky Shack where it has the smell. You know the smell of the Wacky Shack.
Yeah.
And we went to the Metropolis Popcorn in Akron. And you walked in and you're like, it smells like the Wacky Shack.
It did.
Here, which is just gross, musty building also. Probably mildew and mold. And
yeah.
It has a smell. It's the Wacky Shack.
But that's the thing, is like, I'm not mad about the smell.
No,
right.
No, because it's nostalgic.
It is, but like on paper, it sounds just like
awful.
Nasty.
Yeah. But you're like, nope, it's the Wacky Shack.
Or that's the other thing is like, I always love smelling a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a really side tangent.
You just go into bowling alleys, sniff, and then walk.
Yep, I get my fix and I leave. No, no, but there are certain places that I just... This sounds so weird. I just like the smell. Office supply stores are one of them.
Yeah, just Office Max.
Like walking into Staples, smell. It's
a good smell.
It's just hard to explain.
What is the odor though that is emanating?
I don't know if it's like paper or like I don't
plastic,
know.
Plastic, like printers.
Like as I'm saying
smell?
It sounds
know.
Really weird.
No, I know, because we went to Office Max last week and I walked in and you do like a
yeah
ah
it's got the scent of like productivity.
It does.
And I actually kind of want to bottle that up or like make a candle.
my apartment smells like Office
okay Max. I'm just gonna put this out there it. Would you buy a Staples or Office Max candle from me if I made one?
Yes.
Somehow.
It would have to actually smell like it, but yeah, I would.
Hmm. I wonder, we should take a poll of our audience. Who would buy like
would
an office supply store candle?
What would it be called?
I don't know, like Eau de Papier or something. Is that French, I think?
Well, you said paper water.
Oh. Well, of course.
Right? O or Ode?
Ode. I guess that's cologne, right?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
Ode is a song.
Oh. What is like French, like...
Perfect.
What is
Isn't
the French?
Eau de toilette.
It's O, but
oh,
it's
that's
D-A-U.
What I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. So Eau de papier. Yeah, like paper water, like, smells.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, just as, a business venture.
Like, I'd set it at my desk at work and just be like, I'll be productive today.
Yeah, like, all... I just picture us, like, sitting at our desk, like, huffing this candle. Like,
it smells so good.
All right, I'm going to be really productive today.
It's actually not a candle.
Right, it's like, yeah.
Drugs.
It's probably drugs, like cocaine. Probably. Well, never mind. This is a family-friendly podcast.
Sorry to the kids.
Yeah, sorry for them.
Don't do drugs.
Dare.
Dare program. The Dare program.
Did Dare even work? I don't...
No.
Probably
well,
not.
I can honestly tell you that I don't think I've ever been offered drugs.
Like, I haven't.
Oh, I definitely have been.
Well, I know you have been.
But, like, Dare just made me more interested in finding out more
who's
about...
Who's going to be offering me drugs in the future? Like, be on the lookout for... But what was the
what did it stand for?
Name? Was it, like, McGruff? No.
Well, McGruff was the crime-fighting dog.
Yeah. McGruff.
Didn't have a name?
McGruff. But was he with Dare?
I think that was... I think he was an ally, but...
Okay.
separate entity, perhaps.
All right.
Okay.
Also, I think they're aligned with Smokey the Bear.
Probably.
Yeah. Don't forest
do drugs,
fires, kids.
Don't live forest fires, right. Actually don't.
Yeah, I feel really like the Australian stuff is
I'm crocheting bird's nests.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To there. There's also sugar glider like bags, but they seem a lot more complicated, so I don't know if I'm gonna make those or just the nests.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Saving animals.
Yeah.
All right. Animals.
Guys, we covered a huge range of topics today.
That's a lot to digest.
A ton of things.
I still don't know if this is going to be... it's really long.
But it's all like, where could you split it?
Right, because the only other one we split was the top five movies, which we could split that.
This might just have to be an extra long...
It might have to be like a super-sized episode.
Just for like super 90s... podcast
content for the people.
Yeah. I mean,
we should also do an episode about toys that we had.
Oh yeah,
like
yes.
Polly Pockets and Little People and stuff.
Yes,
we'll need to do that.
little people
nerd.
we will save that, because that'll be a good episode.
Oh,
we
yeah,
a little person, a little people named Nerd.
Yep.
We'll discuss that later.
That's our teaser
anyway. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cubba-dubba-dub-dub.
And you've been and you've been listening to the Hooligans.
Don't do drugs.
No. Let's talk about what we'll play
test
at our funerals.
Test 8129 or 11728 Boeing let jank jank jank. Okay, I think we're good.
I think you're ready.
Guys, we should do like warm-ups for the podcast, like Peter.
One Sundra Niner, one Sundra Niner.
Pico, pico, pico. You know how they do that?
Three times be around that track, so I'm not just gonna...
Hey, you copied from when I sang that before.
Well, no, because I was just... Okay, so we saw on World's Dumbest, they have... It's called the... What was it? The...
Catacombo?
Catacombo sound system, which
what
is
that?
It's a coffin, but it plays jams for the dead person in the coffin. And I said,
oh, man.
I said, then I want it at my funeral. I just want the coffin lid to spring open and that starts playing just all about.
I'm pretty sure you would creep a lot of people out, though.
Probably.
Not me. I'd be down.
You would be dancing.
I would dance.
What would mine... So we should start. All right. So I kind of like this off-the-cuff thing.
Oh, I always like it.
But
this is where I'm... This is my wheelhouse.
So what should our general topics be? Like,
are we having a there was an incident?
Well, that could be kind of if we talk about 90s music.
Should we talk about school dances?
Yes.
And my angsty forms.
Okay, so basically
I think this episode should just all be like music. But we can do like 90s music, 90s dances. Like,
but then that would also mean that I have to talk about the time I almost beat up a woman at a Josh Turner concert.
It can all be in there.
That can all be part of this.
Care, what was I
and what
say?
We would play at our funerals.
The Spice, like, the Barbie wedding. This, it can all be in there.
But then it would be a really long... It might have to be a two-part episode.
I'd be alright with that.
Yeah.
We can just start and see where it goes.
We can just see where it goes. Oh, that's my...
Alright, are we ready?
Yeah. Yep.